USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has asked his White House to extend an invitation to Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit Washington later this year. That according to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Trump and Putin, of course, met in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Trump has called the summit a great success and said he looks forward to their second meeting. And in an interview with CNBC, Mr. Trump said,
getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. With that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had.
The White House says the president is not considering that proposal from Russian President Vladimir Putin to send U.S. officials to Russia for questioning in return for gaining access to the Russian intelligence officers indicted for allegedly meddling in the presidential election. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says it's ridiculous. The idea was considered even for a moment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
While stumping for Republican candidates in Missouri, Vice President Mike Pence in St. Louis spoke at an America First Policies event where he drew cheers from the pro-Trump organization.
Not only did the president sign the biggest funding increase for border security in nearly 10 years, we also got a down payment and we've started to build that big, beautiful wall.
Pence told the crowd that ICE agents have removed more than 226,000 illegal immigrants from the country. President Trump has announced the formation of the National Council for the American Worker. It's a collection of government leaders charged with developing job training opportunities for workers at all stages of their careers. During his speech, Trump said the councils are needed more than ever thanks to the job market.
The fact is that companies are pouring back into our country. Companies that frankly left 10 and 20 years ago, and they're coming back, and we need people to work for those companies.
The officials will work with a council of business leaders. The president says will be announced soon. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
New York City officials say there's no major public health threat after an aging steam pipe containing cancer-causing asbestos exploded beneath Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, causing the evacuation of 49 buildings. But Mayor Bill de Blasio says they need to check out the surrounding buildings.
There's real concern about whether any debris entered into buildings or into air conditioning systems. So there's going to be a thorough assessment.
Five people suffered minor injuries from the blast. Following a meeting with President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, Senator Bob Corker called Kavanaugh a superb nominee.
To see someone of his caliber who's dedicated his life in the fashion that he has, it's inspiring to me to see someone like him have the opportunity to serve in the Supreme Court.
Corker, a frequent critic of the president, said his disapproval of the president's actions and comments would not stop him from supporting Kavanaugh. Your average dinner time and your normal bedtime may figure into your risk for cancer, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
People who eat dinner at least 2 hours before their bedtime reduce their risk of getting breast and prostate cancer. That's according to a study from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health, which says researchers observed that link after looking at eating and sleeping habits and finding people who ate after 9 p.m. had the higher risk of cancer. They are theorizing the human body developed over time to function differently in the day and in the night.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.